717 now at KLIF. Have you ever argued with your partner about social media? Well, if you answered yes to that question, you are not alone. And now in an effort to avoid some of those fights, more and more couples now including a social media clause into their prenuptial agreements. Is this for you? What's it all about? Joining us to talk about this is divorce attorney Jim Mueller with the law firm Verner Brumley. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So is this something new or have you done these?
I've actually certainly done these before. I don't know necessarily that the overall concept is new. I think it shows an update of the times. This is basically the updated version of a non-disparagement clause. And because we have so much of communications and the way people quote unquote bash the other person now is online, a lot of these couples are starting to put in clauses that will prevent what can even be said.
So is this for what happens during the marriage with social media or after the marriage may be over?
Both. That's the interesting part. Some couples actually just want to avoid a fight, and so they'll actually put in their prenups what can and cannot be posted about a marriage online. And then a lot of them will cover the topics of what can be said in the unfortunate event of a divorce.
Well, how about how much time people are spending on social media? Is that included? And if you can friend an ex or something like that?
I actually haven't seen yet somebody putting in a clause about how much time can be spent on there. But I certainly think the more and more we see of couples just staring into their phones, I'm sure we all see it when you go to a restaurant now. It's amazing to see an entire family not communicating but staring at a phone. I think that's going to lead to the next trend of limiting how much time you can spend with your face in a screen.
I'm curious how many people even have prenups these days, just general prenups about money, whatever.
From what I've seen, it's an increase. We've had an increasing number of prenuptial agreements, even postnuptial agreements being entered into after the parties are married. I think it's become less of a stigma to have a prenuptial agreement. And I think these new generations that are starting to get married now are affected by the previous generations who saw such an increase in divorce.
Let's say you're a professional, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, or something like that. Would you recommend someone like that have this social media clause in their prenup, especially if a spouse or an ex-spouse could be particularly vindictive on social media so they don't have their reputation destroyed?
I would. I think what happens is we would all hope that everybody would be on their best behavior in the event of a divorce, but I'm certain everybody can assume that's just not reality. So if we can avoid those problems and put in a contractual agreement that's going to put in a penalty in the event somebody goes online and starts to bash you or starts to say anything that can in any way disparage you, you can prevent a lot of these problems at the very beginning when everybody's in love and not even thinking of the possibility of a divorce.
Right. And what kind of penalties are we talking about? Monetary penalties, I'm sure?
Monetary. That's exactly what it is. We've seen so much in the news lately with Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump and this non-disclosure agreement and the fact that she might have breached it, which could, you know, cost her millions of dollars. That's exactly what we see here in these penalty clauses. Is there's economic damages, and when they violate that, tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars could be at stake and what they could lose in the potential divorce.
How about social media clauses when it comes to children?
That's the best part about it, is I think a lot of couples are on the same page where they don't. What I have seen as it relates to children is that some of them want to keep their kids completely off of social media, particularly those high-profile couples. If you're already a high-profile couple, you want to keep your kids off of social media as much as possible, just because there are people out there and you never know what's going to happen. Why make them an unfortunate target?
You are a divorce attorney. I'm sure you use social media these days in your cases. I'm sure it's much more commonplace than it was 5 years ago.
Oh, unbelievably so. It's amazing to see. Facebook, social media, Instagram, the amount of information that people will click, and they think it's anonymous, and that's just it. It's not at all. What's crazy, and everybody hears about the internet, once it's out there, it's out there, and that is true. And I tell my clients all the time, don't delete your accounts. You can't do that, but just stop posting. Just don't hit click. Do not post it, because trust me, what I love as a lawyer on the other side is I will put into evidence all of those Facebook posts, those Instagram posts, everything that's been said about it.
That's a good lesson for kids, too, when they're applying for colleges. They think maybe they've deleted something or a picture, and it's always there.
That's exactly it. I'll tell you that one of the first things we do as we get in any resumes, we're going to immediately do an online search. All these companies that are looking to hire any type of employee, they have HR departments that will do nothing but do background searches just to look into what's out there, what's on social media. And you can see how people have lost their jobs, have not gotten a job, all because of what was done in the past.
If people are interested in this type of prenuptial agreement for social media, can you give me a ballpark figure of what that would cost?
If they're looking for a complete prenuptial agreement, a lot of times, depending on how much fighting is back and forth, you're looking at a couple thousand dollars.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. If anybody has any questions, always feel free to look us up here at Verner Brumley.
All right. Divorce attorney Jim Mueller with the law firm Verner Brumley. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.